A very good afternoon from the sports team. John Plumtree has announced his Hollywood Bets Sharks match day squad for the URC clash with Ulster tomorrow. The coach has made just two changes, both in the forwards, for their final away match of the round robin phase. James Venter replaces Pepsi Buthelezi, while Jason Jenkins comes in for the injured Emil van Heerden. It is another star-studded Sharks side that will want to end their tour well. The 11 Springboks in the starting 15 and two more on the bench. It's an 8:35 p.m. kickoff at the Kingspan Stadium tomorrow. Then in football news, it's a massive day for Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns in the CAF Champions League tonight. Both teams are in the Egyptian capital, with Sundowns taking on Al Ahly in the earlier kickoff at 6 p.m. in their Champions League semi-final. That one stands at nil-all going into that second leg. And the late kickoff sees Pirates take on Pyramids FC at 8 p.m. That one's also deadlocked at nil-all. And Buccaneers coach Jose Riviero says that it's going to be an exciting clash.
We are in a situation of privilege to having the opportunity to go to the final of the maximum competition in the continent, with everything still open to play. Nil-nil in the first leg. Two teams who likes to play good football, two teams who used to propose open games, like it happens in the first leg, with opportunity for both. And we all have the obligation to try to win the match. It's a game with only two possible results. It's not like the first leg.
And then sticking with football news to finish this hour, Liverpool manager Arne Slot says that his team have a big responsibility to win the Premier League in front of their home fans at Anfield on Sunday. A point against Tottenham will be enough to secure the title. Slot knows there's work to be done before the party can start.
We know that there's still a job to be done, and that's at least one point. And that's what we know, and hopefully our fans know as well when they come to the stadium, that they support us in the best possible way they can, which they've done the whole season, and are aware of the fact that that we still need a point.
Well, that's all from me for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.